Welcome. This is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of April 19, 2024, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for blind and print-impaired persons and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. It's the last night of the season, well, except for our Outlaw Invitational on May 4 and the National Tournament in Reno, May 19 through the 23rd. We've had our challenges and it's been an eventful year, but we made it. These notes will come less frequently throughout the summer, but we will put them out when there's news to share. Have a great summer, and we'll see you again in the fall. The lane assignments for week 21. Lane 35, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 36, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 37, Team 7, Hangman. Lane 38, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 39, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 40, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 41, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 42, Team 8, Rough Riders. Subs for tonight. Lane 35, Team 1, out, John Rubisam, in David Saylor. Lane 37, Team 7, out, Reggie Blunt, in, Matt Bowers. Lane 40, Team 3, out, Sharon Benton, in, Van McLean Sr. Out, Van McLean Jr., no so. We will have an Outlaw board meeting tomorrow, Saturday, April 20 at 10 a.m. at Sharon's house. The Foundation for Fighting Blindness Vision Walk is at Pullen Park on Saturday, April 27, with registration beginning at 9:30 a.m. The Governor Moorhead Foundation will have a table at Cary's Spring Days, D-A-Z-E, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival on Saturday, April 27 at Bond Park from 9 to 5. They will be brailing books that participants can then decorate. Look for them if you go. Jeff Tucker has a limited number of Carolina Bowling Alliance shirts, hats, and towels available. Shirts and hats are $10 each, and towels are $5 each. Call Jeff at 919-832-4982, and he can arrange for delivery. He'll also be at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational in May with whatever stock is left. Now, don't forget about the Outlaw Invitational. The Raleigh Outlaw Invitational Tournament will be held at Buffalo Lanes North on Saturday, May 4. We will begin bowling at 10 a.m. The entry fee is $40 per bowler. Outlaws, our deadline for entry is tonight, April 19. Because this is the last night that we bowl for the season. For those outside of Raleigh, if you can please let me know your names no later than Wednesday, April 24, it would help. If you plan to bring entry money with you, please bring cash. We welcome everyone who wants to bowl to this tournament. Outlaws will be having a bake sale along with it, so if you can bake, we need your help. We will also be having our 50-50 and possibly another special fundraising event. In case anyone still needs to make their hotel reservations for Reno, the cutoff date for registrations is extended to May 8. Come, even if you did not register to bowl. We will be staying at the Silver Legacy Resort Casino, 407 North Virginia Street, Reno, Nevada, 89501. The best way to make reservations is to go to on the website link in your email copy of this newsletter or call the Silver Legacy reservation line at 1-800-687-8733 and note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Silver Legacy. Ask for the group rate for ABBA Bowling Tournament 2024. The discounted room rate is $59 plus $30 resort fee plus $3 city fee and 13.5% tax, approximately $104 per night. And this is for two guests per night. Each additional person will be charged at a rate of $10 per person per night, with a maximum of four persons per guest room. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service and self-parking, as well as in-room Keurig coffee maker with Starbucks pods, a refrigerator in-room and in-room safe, access to the all-new fitness center, public area Wi-Fi and in-room Wi-Fi, as well as printing of boarding passes. Check-in time is 3 p.m. and check-out time is 11 a.m. Any departures after 11 a.m. are subject to a full-day charge. And please note that each guest room must have at least one registered guest 21 years of age or older. The Silver Legacy Casino is a short walk from the hotel lobby. There is a snack shop and a coffee shop in the lobby. The casino has several restaurants. Also, the Circus Casino and the El Dorado Casino are adjoined to the Silver Legacy Casino. The Circus Casino has a food court with several different restaurants to select from. There is a 24-hour restaurant in the Silver Legacy. Go on the website, and it lists all of the restaurants and entertainment that they have. Coconut Bowl, 1855 East Lincoln Way, Sparks, Nevada, 89534, will be the lanes we will be using this year. It's about 10 minutes from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 38 lanes for the competition. The lanes are in two sections, 22 lanes and 16 lanes. The bowling center is also a family entertainment center, which includes go-karts, miniature golf, pool tables, and two bars. The Water Dog Snack Bar features a diverse menu, including pizza, burgers, hot dogs, salads, and a variety of sandwiches and Mexican specialties. All food is made to order, and it is also a quick and easy way to get some food. Sandy McDaniel has provided the following description of the t-shirts. The design on the back of the shirts is a mountain with a bowling pin and a bowling ball with arms and legs skiing. Across the mountain, it has 75th American Blind Bowling Association Reno. Right under is a sign with the greatest little city in the world. Below the sign is a bowling pin playing a slot machine with gold coins and a 2024 written on them. Also a bowling ball with sunglasses holding up a full house at a poker table, and the chips have ABBA written on them. The shirts are all pre-order. You can either send your check to me or you can pay cash at the tournament. All orders will need to be received by April 20th, whether you are paying cash or prepaying. If anybody wants to pre-order one and pay for it when you get there, let me know the size and whether you want black or tie-dye. The Masters will be bowled on Monday afternoon, May 20. We normally request the 9:30 a.m. squad for singles and doubles, and for teams on the second and third day. So Tuesday for singles and doubles for Wednesday for teams. The board meeting will be Monday at 8 p.m. and the convention meeting will be Tuesday at 8 p.m. The Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind will have a pancake breakfast from 9 a.m. until noon on Saturday, May 25. The event will be held at the Brooks Avenue Church of Christ, 700 Brooks Avenue in Raleigh. Contact Lawrence Carter for advance tickets at 919-856-0034 or 919-649-5915. Tickets are $15 per person. The Raleigh Audio Dart Club will host a dart tournament on Saturday, June 15th from 9 a.m. to around 4 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church Fellowship Hall, 2100 Noble Road, Raleigh, NC. 27608. Registration and entry fees. $60 for three games, $50 for two games, $25 for one game. Early registration. All participants who register on or before June 8, 2024 will be entered into a drawing for a $50 Visa card. The drawing will be held on the day of the tournament. You must be present in order to win. Payment options. Registration/entry fees and lunch payments can be made via Cash App, PayPal, or in person, cash only. Please submit all in-person payments to John Ingram or Alicia Ingram or Julius Artis. Cash Cap information. Account holder, Alicia Ingram. Cash tag name, $RADLNC, all capital letters. Telephone number, 323-839-3530. PayPal information. Account holder, Alicia Ingram. Organization name, Raleigh Audio Dart Lee. Email address, radlnc301@gmail.com. Game schedule, game 1, 301 countdown, individual 9 rounds double elimination. Game 2, I gotcha, individual 12 rounds. Game 3, 301 countdown, random pairs, 8 rounds, double elimination. And there's an asterisk here that says partners for Game 3 will be selected in a random drawing. Cash prize payouts to game winners. Game 1, 301 countdown, individual, first prize $75. Second prize $50, third prize $25, highest ton $25. Game 2, I gotcha, individual. First prize $75, second prize $50, third prize $25, highest ton $25. And game 3, 301 countdown, pairs, first prize $150, second prize $100, third prize $50, highest ton $25. There will be a lunch sale fundraiser. The cost is $10 per lunch. Lunch contents: one hamburger or cheeseburger, choice of beef or turkey patty, one bag of chips, choice of Frito-Lay products, one cookie, choice of chocolate chip or oatmeal, one drink, choice of soda, Gatorade, or water. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact John, Alicia, or Julius for more information. And now, we need to have an update on our GMSAA reunion. Hello, GMSAA alumni and friends. Online registration is now open for the 2024 Governor Moorhead School Alumni Reunion, and we hope that many of you are planning to attend. Please note that the deadline for hotel room reservations, event registration, and T-shirt orders is July 19th. Included in this announcement is a tentative schedule, as well as the specific event information that was posted in March. The date is Friday, August 9 through Sunday, August 11. Location, Midtown Doubletree Hotel, 2805 Highwoods Boulevard, Raleigh, NC, 27614. Phone number, 919-872-3500. Room rate, $135 per night for standard king or two queen bed room types, plus tax. The room rate will include a hot breakfast buffet in the hotel restaurant. If you choose to order from the restaurant menu, the cost of your breakfast will be an additional charge. Each room has a coffee maker, refrigerator, and there is free Wi-Fi in the guest rooms as well as in the public areas. Reservations. There are two ways that rooms can be reserved. You can call the hotel directly at 919-872-3500. And request a room in the GMSAA Annual Convention Room Block or with the group code GMA. You can also call Hilton Hotels directly at 1-855-672-1138 and ask for a room with the GMSAA Annual Convention or with the group code GMA. There is a limited number of rooms available in our room block for anyone wishing to arrive early on Thursday, August the 8th. Please note that the cutoff date for room reservations is Friday, July 19th, 2024. All reunion activities and meals will be held in the hotel. Registration. The registration fee for GMSAA members will be $60. For lifetime GMSAA members, $50. And for guests, $90. The registration fee will cover dinner on Friday evening, a box lunch for Saturday, and a banquet dinner on Saturday evening. Partial event registration event fees. Partial event registration fees will be Friday only, $30. Saturday lunch only, $30. Saturday evening dinner, $30. Or Saturday lunch and dinner combined, $60. The deadline for registration is Friday, July 19th. There will be an additional $10 fee for anyone who registers past the July 19th deadline. There will be no refunds or registration fees in the event of a cancellation. You may register online via our website at www.gmsaai.org and follow the PayPal instructions. The registration form on the GMSAA website is very accessible, and paying via PayPal is very secure. You do not need a PayPal account to make your payment. When on the PayPal section, just arrow down to the credit debit card option. If you would like assistance with online registration, please send an email to dcpermar58@gmail.com with your phone number and a time when you are available to register via our website. Other convention committee members are also available to assist you with online registration. Once again, this year you can order t-shirts. The cost is only $22 for any size. This t-shirt has the logo of the Greyhound and the Charger running into the sunset. It also has on the back, "We walk by faith, not by sight," as well as the Braille alphabet in puffed print. The t-shirt is gray and the logos have blue and gold on them. If you send your size, the number of shirts you want, and the money into us by July 19, we will have your t-shirt at the convention reunion on August the 9th. If you are not attending the convention reunion, we will mail it to you for $2 extra. To order your t-shirt or your t-shirts, please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034. Tentative schedule of events, all times and events subject to change if necessary. Friday, August 9, 1 to 4:30 p.m. registration, 3 to 4:30 p.m. line dance class, 6 to 7:30 p.m. dinner followed by meet and greet, 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. fun games and darts. Saturday, August 10, 9 to 11 a.m. announcements, presentations, and business meeting. 12 o'clock noon lunch, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. indoor yard sale and vendors, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. banquet, 9 to 10:30 p.m. dance, and a quiet place. Sunday, August 11, 9 to 10 a.m. worship hour. We urge everyone to go ahead and complete your registration and room reservation so that we can add to our room block if necessary, while more rooms are still available in the hotel. Thank you in advance for your attendance and participation in the GMSAA reunion. Sincerely, the Convention Committee. Donna Permar, email dcpermar58@gmail.com. Lawrence Carter, email yallowdog, yallowdogg, at bellsouth.net. Phone number 919-856-0034. Margaret Carter, email cartermargaret48@gmail.com. Phone number 919-856-0034. Susan Patterson, email missp2015@gmail.com, phone number 919-798-2222. And Ricky Scott, email rickyscott09@gmail.com, phone number 919-673-8300. And now it's for some recipes that will definitely bowl you over. Homemade pecan sandies, that's first up. The ingredients for this, 2 sticks of butter, unsalted. That's about 1/2 pound, softened. 1 cup of vegetable oil, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of confectioner's sugar sifted, 2 eggs, large, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 4 cups of flour. That'll be an all-purpose flour, 500 grams. 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon cream of tartar, 1 teaspoon salt, 2 cups of pecans chopped, 1/2 cup sugar granulated. This is for decoration. Here are your instructions. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. In a large bowl, cream together the butter, vegetable oil, 1 cup of white sugar, and confectioner's sugar until smooth. Beat in the eggs one at a time, then stir in the vanilla. Combine the flour, baking soda, cream of tartar, and salt. Stir into the creamed mixture. Mix in the pecans. Then roll the dough into 1-inch balls and roll each ball in remaining white sugar. Place the cookies 2 inches apart onto an ungreased cookie sheet. Bake for 10 to 12 minutes in a preheated oven or until the edges are golden. Remove from the cookie sheets to cool on wire racks. And I dare you if you can wait till they're all cool before you start nibbling. But you might be more tempted by this one, the Kentucky Butter Cake Cookies. Pretty easy set of ingredients. 1 box of white cake mix, 2 eggs whisked, and 1/3 cup of butter melted. The directions are to preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and line a baking sheet with parchment paper. In a large bowl, mix together the white cake mix, whisked eggs, and melted butter until a soft dough forms. Using a spoon or a cookie scoop, form the dough into balls and place on the prepared baking sheet, leaving room for them to spread. Bake for 10 to 12 minutes or until the edges are lightly golden. Allow to cool on the baking sheet for a few minutes before transferring to a wire rack to cool completely. Enjoy the buttery goodness of these cookies as is, or add a glaze or frosting if you wish. Your bowling schedule to wrap things up. Bowling tonight, April the 19th. Entries for the Outlaw Invitational are due tonight for Raleigh by April 24th for everyone else. The Outlaw Invitational will be on May the 4th. And finally, the ABBA National Tournament in Reno, Nevada is May 19 through 23. You have been listening to the Spare Times News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of April 19, 2024. The content of this program is intended for blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording itself, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. Thank you, and so long until next time.